Right, Dave Masterman.
Yeah.
You don't know what I want to talk to you about, do you?
No.
Okay. Give it a few seconds and you will.
Neighbours.
Everybody.
A sexy version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the late night version of Neighbours.
Just a friendly wave each morning, Dave. You know.
Helps to make a better day.
Really does help. Listen to these words and pay attention.
Neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get to know each other.
That's right, they do.
Next door is only.
What?
A footstep.
But how far?
Away.
What footstep away? I didn't say that.
Oh, I love this version.
Thank you.
It's great.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Listen to the words.
With a little understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Kennedy on piano.
Find the perfect blend.
Carl Kennedy.
Do you have understanding neighbors?
Oh, I see. I see.
That took you a while to cut along.
It did. I was just enjoying the song.
Guess what, Dominic?
What?
Guess who's had a run-in with his neighbors again?
I have.
Oh, no. What's happened, Dave?
Oh, well, this... You all right there, Dom?
Yeah, fine,
totally asked you a question. You were looking at the screen. You just didn't mean after 3 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, do you know what it was?
Well,
just very quickly, I said the FA Cup final's on Sunday, and it's not. It's on Saturday.
Right.
So, apologies.
Okay.
I'm back in the game.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here he is.
Talk to me.
The neighbours that I've annoyed twice already, the ones that live directly above.
Twice already, since we started the show, by the way.
They've texted me on two separate occasions asking me to turn to keep the noise down.
Yeah.
So I've had to apologise twice.
Yeah.
Send boxes of chocolates twice. It got a bit embarrassing. I think I'm about to annoy them again. They don't realise what's happened yet.
Oh.
But they will at some point soon.
Oh, no.
I'm complicit to a gardening crime. So one of my other neighbours... I don't know whether I should tell this.
Yeah, oh, you started now.
You're kind of halfway. You're halfway in. I think you may as well go the whole hop.
I was mowing the lawn on Sunday, and one of my other neighbours...
Is it a shared lawn?
It's ours because we've got the ground floor flat, but it's everyone's. Yeah,
it's everyone's, but you've got access.
Yeah, right. We've got instant access. They've got to go around the side.
Right.
Okay.
So I was mowing, and then my other neighbour, who lives a few floors up, who's a lovely, lovely guy, kind of just shouted over to me, "Dave, are all these weeds?" So I didn't really glance back, because I thought it would have all been weeds. I said, yeah, go for your life.
Where was he?
At the side of the garden, about to pull up all the weeds.
So he's helping you do the garden?
He's doing the weeding, because he was going to have a barbecue that afternoon.
So you're mowing the lawn?
Yeah.
He's doing the weeding?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a nice little afternoon.
How many flats share this bit of garden?
Five.
Good Lord.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite a tall
London's
house.
Weird, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, really weird.
So five flats, and the two of you from two of the flats are doing the garden, making it nice.
Yeah.
Good. Does everyone else chip in with the garden?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of them take the gardening very seriously.
The 55 flat.
Take a look.
Weird.
What's up?
You said five flats, and Siri just woke up and said, I'm looking for 55 flats. How weird is that?
That's what... Put it near the... Just say, hey, Siri, to it.
Hey, Siri. All right.
Right. He's still coming to terms with the iPhone. Hey, Siri. All right.
Sorry about that. I've no idea what triggered that.
So you and your neighbour is doing the garden.
Yeah.
He starts pulling up the weeds.
He's pulling up the weeds. I mow the lawn. I nip inside. Hannah and I are having lunch. And she glances past me into the garden, swears, and says, you won't believe what the other neighbour, I'm not going to name him, the other neighbour's just done.
What, the neighbour who's doing the weeding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pulled up one of the other neighbours' favourite plants that they planted earlier in the year, which were really expensive.
Oh, no.
And you gave him a...
And I was the one that said, yeah, go for it, they're all weeds. So then he's ripping up these, what I think are bell flowers.
Right.
Ah.
Beautiful purple flowers. You couldn't really mistake them for weeds if you tried. He's ripping them up and putting them in the recycling bin.
That's not your beef. That's it. That's his mistake.
He asked me. He said, are all these weeds? I looked over. I said, yeah, they're all weeds. But the people who planted them, the same neighbours who already hate me twice, I don't think they've realised yet that it's all been ripped up. And she takes her gardening quite seriously.
Oh, Dave. Mm.
So this will come back again, I think.
Do you know how expensive those flowers are?
I think about £40.
Oh, what? How many did he rip out?
The whole bunch. He rips out the whole bunch.
What, the whole entire bed?
Yeah, massive bed.
Why would you rip out a whole bunch of purple flowers?
Because I told him to.
Is this flowers in soil?
Yeah.
Where's he putting his barbecue? How much space does he need?
Well, no, he just wanted it to be neat around the edges. So right. The barbecue was going to be in the middle of the grass.
Were there flowers that looked like weeds?
No.
Did they look like flowers?
Yeah, but some weeds look like flowers.
Well, then it's the guy who pulled them out. He's the div.
But some weeds look like beautiful flowers, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, some weeds do have flowers on them.
But
yeah.
Daisies.
So that's where the error was made. But this is like the third strike. If it comes back, he's going to definitely drop me in it.
I think you should get in there early and text him now and say sorry.
No. I'm just going to pretend it never happened.
I'll blame it on the neighbour.
Yeah, he did it.
He did it.
Mm.
Yeah. But then he's going to say, well, Dave said they're all weeds.
Yeah, and you know what you do then?
What?
You lie and you go, no, I didn't.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
But then I've annoyed another set of neighbours. I'm just working up the house.
They all hate you as it is.
Oh, that's true.
Why don't you just move?
I can't move. One day. But no, I think they're going to find out and they're going to... She takes it really seriously.
Scott says you're a horrible person, Dave.
I don't mean to be a horrible person, Scott. That's not my aim.
Your neighbours do really hate you. They do really hate you.
The ones
they've complained
neighbor.
About the noise.
Twice.
Twice. And now they're going to find out that you've ripped out her beloved flowers.
Yeah, the bathroom.
Then they'll find out that you talked about it on the radio. And because they've not heard it, they'll be told that you were on the radio laughing about it.
Not laughing.
Right.
I'm remorseful.
And they will totally twist the story because it's what always happens.
Yeah.
Dominic will tell you our experience of people who go, oh, apparently Dave was on the radio laughing, saying, F my neighbours, I don't care, yeah. And was pulling out their plants. That's how they'll hear that story.
They
That's
will.
That's
absolutely true.
Do they know who you are?
What?
Yeah, do they know what you do? You
yeah, they know what I do. They don't listen, I don't think.
How old are they?
What, the neighbours who hate me?
Yeah. roughly.
The neighbours who hate me, you mean?
Late 30s.
Right.
Why don't they listen?
Here's a text.
I'm quite glad they
here's
don't.
Here's a great text. Does the garden look better now? Because if so, stuff it.
Yeah, it looks neater.
This is why nobody likes Dave. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
This is why nobody likes Dave.
That's really harsh.
Scott Bromsgrove says, they're squares, Dave. Tell them to swivel. I bet, okay. Scott, you have no neighbours. You live right at the end of a very quiet street, don't you?
Sarah's right. If she finds out, I am going to offer to pay half.
Why are you? Yeah, half.
Half with the guy neighbor. Who ripped him out. I think that's that's right. A nice...
Anything like my old neighbours, they'll suddenly become extremely rare, very expensive flowers. That's what I had with my neighbours. Oh, they're really expensive. That's like £350 worth of flowers. Mm. Turn it in. No, it's not.
What are they called, Dave? Bell what?
I think they're bell flowers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his neighbours.
What'd you call them? Bell what?
Bell what? What are they?
What?
That's a very rare plant.
Bell.
Anyway, I'll keep you updated. I think they're going to find out in the next week when they pop out to see their beautiful flowers and it's soil.
Richard has texted in, you'll be pleased to hear, saying... Do you know what? Dave has grown on me, unlike his neighbour's flowers.
Very good.
Boom. Even I got that.
Anyway, well, good luck. You're going to have to move.
I know.
It's going to kick off with you and your neighbours.
It's always just our neighbours. Why is it always them?
Some people you just clash with, don't you? Not you, but just one does. There's always like a personality.
Are they above
clash.
Or below you? Oh, they're above. Because
they're above.
Below you. You're the bottom flat, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they're directly above you?
Yes.
Right, okay. Do they never have parties? Or I bet they don't make a noise, do they?
Didn't you say they've got young children?
They've got a child.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
There's your in, right there.
No, but that's different.
Why?
Because it's a baby.
Well, turn it in.
I can't stop knocking on the ceiling.
Would you complain about somebody if they had a loud dog?
No.
Why don't you?
We're quite chilled out neighbours. We're all right.
You thought the flowers were dangerous?
Dangerous.
To their child.
Okay.
So you got rid of it. Here you go.
Looking
we're
out.
We're quite good neighbours. But you're having a run-in with your neighbours.
Oh, yeah. Well, we think
we're quite chilled out. We're quite chilled out.
Well,
best of luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Someone says dig a hole with your hands and say it was a fox. That is a brilliant, brilliant suggestion.
What's the fox done with the remains of the flowers?
He's eaten
them. Recycled them.
It was a flower-eating fox. Who did an amazingly neat job.
Yeah.
And took all the other weeds as well. Everybody now.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Just a friendly wave each morning. By the way, I'm really sorry about saying the Siri word. Because when we did it on the air, to try and set your phone off, we also set off loads of listeners' phones.
Yes. Apologies.
Okay, Google. Bye-bye.
Bit of balance there.
Hey, Siri. How lovely is this little version? Let's get this. Let's get this in the chat.
Everybody needs good neighbor.
Radio X.
With a little understanding.
Shabba.
You can find the perfect blend. Neighbor.
Yeah, go for it.
Should be there for one another. That's when good neighbors become good friends.
This is Barry Crocker.
Lovely.
In fact, somebody said it's a Crocker. It is a Crocker, it's Barry. Sorry. Right, quarter past eight, let's play a couple of songs. Hey,